Now, the Trail Talk Podcast, anything and everything snowmobiling. By UpstateSnow.com, I'm Rich Lupia, the owner and host. Let's get ready to ride. My guest on the Trail Talk Podcast today is the president of the Tour and Bridge Riders, and they have done a great job getting the highest groomer barn on Tug Hill just about complete. They're putting the finishing touches on it. Chris Skipper, the man, myth, and legend. How are you?
Good. Nice to hear from you, Rich.
It's great to hear you as well, and we'll have some snow in the forecast. Finally, now that we're approaching the Thanksgiving season, hopefully all this record warmth that we had at the first part of November is out of our systems, and some of that cold and snow that's in places like Minnesota can work its way here towards upstate New York.
Well, that'd be good. We got about 1,300 stakes that we got to get in the ground and a few bridges to fix, so if we could hold off, you know, until after deer season, that would be amazing, but I realize that you just call them like you see them. You don't really get to wish the weather.
Oh, trust me. If I had that ability, yeah. if only. So we had a great podcast the last year that we did up at Timberview. I know a lot of people listened to it. It was a great podcast. And you wanted to come back on this year to talk a little bit more about a bigger project that you are working on. And it's really a testament not just to you and the people that you have involved at TRR, but also your partner in crime next door, Chris Rink at Southern Tug Hill, and a lot of the other snowmobile clubs surrounding up on the hill, a lot of the youth blood that's getting into the sport, a lot of the vision and mission that's getting injected into the sport. And this is something that would not have happened 20, 30 years ago. I would even argue 10 years ago. You have done a SWOT analysis, and this is what we're going to talk about a lot during this podcast, because people really need to understand, especially if they're listening to this podcast and they're not really big into snowmobiling, what's the big deal all about? Isn't it just a bunch of crazies and this and that, et cetera, et cetera? It is so much more than meets the eye, and people that get to know that in snowmobiling in upstate New York see this, they understand this, we live this. But you have brought to pen and to paper and into action, hey, this is a big part of Lewis County. This is a big part of the North Country. This is a big part of the fabric of the community. It's more than just recreation. It's more than just a bunch of people coming up to blow off steam and to ride in the deep snow. There's so much more than that and can be so much more than that. So why don't you lead off and tell me a little bit more about this SWOT analysis, which for people who don't know, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And we'll talk about some of these points individually.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you. And just, you know, for anybody who's listening at home or in the car, definitely appreciate you tuning in and listening a little bit to this. And so, we'll try and keep it somewhat high level because you could really get mired in the details here for days. But for those of you who don't know me, again, my name is Chris Skipper. I'm the current president of the Turin Ridge Rider Snowmobile Club here in Turin, New York. So we're located center of the Tug Hill. Probably you might recognize some of the landmarks and some of the establishments on our trail system, such as Tabolt's Corners, High Market Inn, Whiskey Jack's, Towpath Inn, the Edge Hotel, Boondocks. We groom 37 miles of trails in the Turin or the greater Turin area in the center of Tug Hill. So, you know, like you said, Rich, snowmobiling here in Lewis County is so much more than a bunch of crazies or a bunch of people looking to come and blow off steam. The economic impact and, you know, the impact on tourism in our area is huge. And it's largely in part driven by snowmobiling. And don't get me wrong, we've got some other great reasons to come to Lewis County. We've got some excellent skiing. We've got some ATVs and, you know, ATVing in the summer, horseback riding, hunting, fishing, hiking, camping, all those great things really make up tourism in Lewis County, which, by the way, outside of agriculture is the second largest, producer of revenues in the county. So it's really important for us as snowmobile club members, you know, and snowmobile clubs or snowmobile stewards for the state to safeguard that as much as possible. we're not just looking out for ourselves. We're looking out for the greater good of our area and the trying to secure the economic impact. And as a snowmobile club president, you know, and volunteer, it's very easy to get caught up in the day to day of running the snowmobile club, you know, and working as a volunteer. You know, we've obviously got our stresses as every other snowmobile club does, you know, what's the funding looking like? How many stakes do we got to put in the ground? Who's going to coordinate the bridge project? Oh, do we have enough money to heat the groomer barn? When are we going to get another groomer because the other one's broke? How are we going to fix the groomers? How are we going to get ready? That's all the stuff that we worry about regularly. And, you know, every single year we're worrying about that. But once in a while, we've really got to step back and take stock in what we have, take stock where our sport is at, and, you know, communicate that out to people who care. And this SWOT analysis that I put together really is for our snowmobile club, because that's the only area that I have the authority to speak on. But I think that any other snowmobile club president or volunteer might hear some of the things that we're talking about and say, yeah, that applies to me or to the area that I ride.
So let's go into the strengths here, because sure, obviously the strengths of being in Lewis County, I think the weather is obviously the biggest part of it, because it's the highest average snowfall east of the Rocky Mountains. It's even more than the Adirondacks. It's more than any of the Appalachians or any other part of the Great Lakes, and it's because of the specific terrain and wind flow. It's more than just being downwind of the lakes. It's the fact that downwind of Lake Ontario, the Tug Hill Plateau rises almost 2,000 feet, an average of 1,500 to 2,000 feet above the lake level, and acts as an additional ring, ringing out of the sponge to squeeze out that additional moisture, which causes those epic snowfalls of, oh, yeah, we got 2 feet in 12 hours. Up there, it's old hat. Anywhere else, it's paralyzation, even in upstate New York cities, as we've seen during some big snowfall events. But you have many other things in Lewis County that are specific to that area that also help to make it very attractive for snowmobiling. So why don't you go into those?
Great, and thank you. I appreciate you throwing out some statistics that not even I didn't know all of them about the snow in our area. So that's really, really appreciated. Appreciate that. But yeah, some of the other things that make snowmobiling in Lewis County great. We certainly have a great diversity of trails. And that diversity and also the seasonal roads that make up a portion of the trails are really helpful for us. So let's talk about seasonal roads first. Seasonal roads, you know, are largely unmaintained roads during the wintertime. They're actually the property of towns. Those roads have a nice base to them. They have bridges, they have culverts, they have all the things that we need to have, you know, a fantastic trail base. They're also wide, which allows for us to have larger grooming equipment.
North Road, North Road. Yeah. There's a reason why I call it the North Way. Right? That's the reason why I call it the North Way.
Yeah, that allows us to have bigger grooming equipment, which means we can make the trail as wide as possible, which means it can sustain traffic more so than, you know, some of the tighter and twistier trails that you might find in your local trail system, maybe, or in the Adirondacks, where just not able to groom a trail as wide as we like to here. So certainly that's a huge strength for us, but it's not all seasonal roads. You know, you get off the beaten path and you can find some great tight and twisties, and you can find some trails, you know, through nice farm fields, which our landowners so graciously allow us to utilize. So you really have a great diversity here of trails.
So obviously with the high snowfall and the fact that you have those great wide seasonal roads that people like to run, especially from, you know, from High Market up to Tabolts and up to, you know, Flat Rock and, you know, heading out towards Montague and up towards Valley Snow Travelers or heading back towards Seaville. You've got so many big snowmobile superhighways, I guess you could say, you know, which makes it really popular with, you know, with people. But when you get so many people into one area, especially with the leaner winters that we've had, where snowfall has not been as plentiful across the state, and everyone just piles on Lewis County, that can also be an issue. That can be a weakness.
Oh, absolutely. It's a blessing and a curse. I mean, we're so happy that people are coming here and that they're supporting our snowmobile clubs, they're supporting the local businesses, which is impacting the greater good of the county. But by Saturday afternoon, or even Saturday at noon, depending on the traffic and the weather, trails can get rough. There's absolutely no secret about it. However, I will preface it by saying that if there were smoother trails somewhere else to go ride, people would do that. But it's really those weekends, like you said, or those times where the snow is not just widespread, that it really it's your only alternative. Other than going further north, you know, significantly further north, potentially up to Canada or Maine or New Hampshire to find the snow. So, you know, we take it as a challenge, and we certainly do our best. But as we've talked about before, and probably during our meeting or during our talk last year, is, you know, there's things that you can do to avoid that. And I'm glad to give that advice to people when they reach out, especially newcomers and first timers. Are like, hey, I'm coming up for the weekend. I don't know where I'm going. What can I do? And, you know, I always like to ask a few questions about who they are, what their skill level is, have they got kids with them, and then try and help them plan something to make sure that they have a good day.
One of the things that is inherent with this is Lewis County is essentially a rural county. From a population density standpoint, it's pretty close to the Adirondacks in terms of very low population density. So you do not have the resources locally from the people that live there to be able to support the heavy equipment needs and to be able to support the traffic. So that's one of the reasons why we preach so hard on Upstate Snow, and why your club and your surrounding clubs are preaching so hard, join where you ride, especially in these higher traffic areas, because you're trying to support a big snowmobile infrastructure where outside of the wintertime, it's generally a quiet area with not many resources.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, a couple things come to mind there. First and foremost, joining Where You Ride has helped us and has helped the other area snowmobile clubs tremendously over the past 4 or 5 years. We feel the support from people, and we're glad that they're supporting us and hopeful that they're supporting their home clubs as well. And we are seeing that more so than ever, with more people joining as a secondary membership, which is fantastic. And that's really the goal. Also, you know, you'd probably be shocked to know this. There is a great portion of our volunteers that are not from our area or don't even have camps here. You know, we hear from people all the time, and we're trying to be careful about being respectful of people's time and making sure that we have work if we ask them to come volunteer. But, you know, tomorrow, for instance, we have a trail marking event, and we have numerous people coming from, you know, far away to enjoy a nice day outside, several hours away to enjoy
right,
a nice day outside.
Right, on a Saturday. Yeah, on a Saturday. And I've noticed that a lot of clubs are starting to go to that Saturday thing. It's not just you. STH does the same thing as well.
Yep.
And a lot of people have been coming in from, you know, from a distance, from, you know, 30 minutes, an hour, in some cases, a couple, you know, of hours away, or even from downstate, which is great to see. And I think that that's probably the biggest lesson that can be taken from this SWOT analysis that can be applied to any snowmobile club anywhere in New York State is that it doesn't matter. It's not just the locals. If you like the area and if you like the trails there, you can help. And like the Larsons that we interviewed out in Hamburg, there are people that work different schedules. They try to accommodate to it. And it's just making known, hey, we have the need, and people stepping forward saying, hey, I can help. And then finding a way to mutually work around it instead of trying to do it like, oh, well, we just do this on this day or this on that day. It's very hard to do that with everyone's schedules all over the place.
Oh, absolutely. I think probably, you know, some of the other things that make snowmobiling in Lewis County so great is the number of stops that are available, you know, to get out of the weather, which can be dicey at times. I've been fortunate enough to snowmobile in Utah and Idaho and Maine and other fantastic destinations. And, you know, for Maine, for example, I mean, there's some fantastic riding and some breathtaking views, but it can be 90 miles to get to lunch. So, you know, depending on where you're at, it can be a little bit difficult. So, you know, our area with having numerous stops certainly does help out, especially if you're bringing the family and you're able to avoid some of those really, really heavy traffic times. There's plenty of places to get out of the weather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's for sure. And one of the things that we've talked about during the podcast that we have done this year with COVID being an issue. And with more restrictions coming down in November 2020, because the second wave that had been feared approaching the holidays does seem to be indeed materializing, and you know, and such.
Sure.
One of the things that is a concern is the fact of, you know, hey, where am I going to be able to stop to get something to eat? And I was thinking a lot about the weenie roast that you do at Tables, you know, that Zach and I went up to last year and was absolutely awesome. And just people just hanging out, hot dogs, you can social distance in that environment, and everyone just kind of, you know, hanging out and taking a break from, you know, from riding. And, you know, you got a little fire pit going in one area, you got hot dogs going in another area, and everyone's just getting together. But, you know, we can still social distance, we can still enjoy the trails, and we can still enjoy being out there, even if we don't have the capacity at the restaurants and at the different rest stops that we're used to having.
Yeah, no, I'm hopeful about that going into this winter. But, you know, we're in a place now, I think, where we didn't necessarily know we would be. So, you know, all bets are off in terms of, you know, what could happen. But, you know, we're cautiously optimistic, and we're hopeful that we're able to, you know, have some of our events and put some of those guideline, you know, social distancing guidelines and, you know, other measures in place to make sure that we're not doing anything to spread. But, you know, if push comes to shove, we have to, you know, cancel some events, you know, to make sure that, you know, we're doing our part. We will do that. And, you know, we would look forward to next year. But for right now, I mean, people ask me all the time, what's snowmobiling going to look like this year? And I wish I had a crystal ball, but I don't think
yeah,
anybody's
me too.
Had it. But nobody's had that for the past 9 months. So, you know, I would say that I saw ATV season was very busy here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of people out and enjoying the ATV trails, and that seemed to go rather well. So hopefully that's indicative of folks that are going to want to get out and enjoy some time on the snowmobiles. And, you know, we're going to do our part to try and I know Lewis County is too. To try and encourage that safe snowmobiling and social distancing wherever possible. I mean, at its heart, snowmobiling is a socially distanced sport. You're wearing a face mask and you're traveling 200 feet across, you know, apart from anybody else in a very cold environment. So it's somewhat helpful, but it, you know, it's the stopping and you know, the congregating that potentially causes you the problem. So, you know, we're looking, and I know, and Lewis County is as well, looking to potentially have some outdoor type feature at the groomer barn where people could stop trailside and roast a hot dog and spend some time with the folks that they're riding without really, you know, causing an exposure type issue. More to come on that, but we've got some plans in the works.
Chris, obviously COVID-19 is the 800-pound gorilla in the room that we are just, like you said, we wish we had a crystal ball and know exactly how things are going to come out. That's clear that that's one of the big threats to snowmobiling this season, especially in terms of the stops and being able to warm up. But there are some other threats in the sport that you identified in your SWOT analysis, which may not apply not just this season, but just in general in snowmobiling in Lewis County. So why don't you go through some of those?
Sure. And first off, Rich, if we're going to have this podcast, you know, and be about snowmobiling, we got to let's get some puns going here. 800-pound gorilla, let's call it an 800-pound Yamaha. So let's talk about some of the weaknesses or potential threats to snowmobiling. And like you said, these are not necessarily just this year. We talked about COVID a little bit, but let's talk about some of the, you know, things that are, you know, potentially having a greater or a longer term impact on our sport. First off, and this is nothing new. We are so fortunate to have our landowners, the people who give up their property to make up the majority of the New York State snowmobile trail system. They get nothing in return for that. There's no tax break. There's no compensation. There's no benefit to them other than they get the satisfaction of knowing that they're helping the greater good and helping the sport. And that satisfaction only goes so far, especially in an area like ours where we see such heavy traffic. There's areas of the state that receive a lot less snow than we do, and therefore their landowners are inconvenienced a lot less. But for ours, some of them are dealing with snowmobiles going through their backyard for the better part of 4 months. So it can be wearing on them when people are riding outside of the stakes, when they're, you know, riding late at night, when they have loud pipes, when they're not staying on the trail, when they're potentially impacting hunting season. All of those things, you know, even if they're unintentional, make makes, you know, are a huge threat here to snowmobiling.
I think people don't realize just how critical the farmers are. People don't realize how critical the farmers are, because a lot of these approaches to the Tug Hill are through wide open farm country. And without those farmers, you lose not only a lot of the great vistas, but you lose a lot of critical connections. And then what if it's even a small landowner? Over in Ohio, there was one landowner that shut down part of a trail for years. It was just one landowner, and it cut off a major connection for years into Poland. It was eventually worked through, and that connection is back now, but it took years to be able to resolve that issue. Every landowner is critical. You cannot take any landowner for granted. And one of the biggest things that I hear from people, and with the podcast interviews that we've done, is the lack of respect. It's the sense of entitlement and the lack of respect for other people's property, that snowmobiling is more of an entitlement rather than a privilege.
Sure. And, you know, it's really a very small percentage. And I can quantify that statement by, you know, taking a look at our snowmobile trails and how they're marked and how many are actually going outside of the stakes and not staying on the trails, or how many are riding a closed trail. We do utilize trail counters, and we can tell if people are riding a closed trail. And, you know, we know it's a small percentage, but I'll tell you what, me being, you know, a landowner as well in Lewis County, if I approach someone and I want to have a conversation with them about something that I don't like that they're doing, and they're anything more than, you know, anything different than gracious, I'm mad. Just if it's one person, I don't care about the other 1,000 people that went through there. So that's really why we're trying hard as a good steward in snowmobiling. We've put this SWOT analysis together. We've presented it to our folks at the county. Last year, we were successful in getting our county legislators, you know, to pass an executive order and endorsing what the legislation that the New York State Snowmobile Association has been endorsing for the past 2 years to start to provide a stipend to our landowners or a tax benefit. We continue to push for that, and we will continue to push for that. And frankly, we're not done. We're not just going to sit here and say, well, throw our hands up in the air. Manhattan rules New York State, so we'll never get anything for our landowners. Honestly, that's a bunch of BS. We don't think that that's the end game here. For us, putting this SWOT analysis together was phase one. We've gotten that in front of some people at the county that have paid attention to it and have matter, and they're agreeing to help us with a economic impact study. And when that occurs, everybody will be able to trace where the dollars come and where the dollars go from. And then we'll be able to hopefully put a solution together that doesn't require New York State to take any action, so that we can help our landowners here in Lewis County and Tug Hill.
And that's a great segue into the opportunities, that economic impact study and snowmobiling's role in that. Tell me about some of the other opportunities that are connected into that.
I guess, Rich, I only went through one of those threats, and I don't want to belabor the point, but, you know, I'll quick rattle off a couple of the other ones, and then we can get the opportunities if that works.
Sure, that's fine.
So some of the other potential threats, you know, inadequate and untimely funding. The New York State funding has actually been going well this year, thanks to the work of the New York State Snowmobile Association. But for clubs like us, you know, where we spend an exorbitant amount of time grooming due to the heavy traffic load, the New York State funding makes up about 20% of our annual operating budget. So that's where that joining where you ride comes in, because otherwise we wouldn't be able to groom like we do. We usually work through our New York State budget and are through those funds by about the second week of January. So a lot of season grooming out of our club pocket, which we're happy to do as long as the members continue to support us. Obviously, with the large groomers too, we need heavy equipment. So, you know, bridges, culverts, all those things become much heavier and much more expensive when you have heavier traffic, which requires heavier grooming equipment. So that's another weakness, you know, for our area, but, you know, one that we're glad to overcome. Other potential weaknesses for us is when the weather is up and down, that can cause problems, because it does sever the connection between Tug Hill and Old Forge. We're out of reroute opportunities. All of our landowners have given enough. And, you know, when one landowner shuts us down, it's very difficult to move around that landowner, and for good reason. And, you know, we touched on landowners earlier. I think law enforcement, too, is a weakness. And I don't mean that our law enforcement is weak. I think that they're doing the best job possible, given the circumstances that they have and, you know, the budget constraints, you know, because obviously, you know, they're a tax funded organization. And so they're doing when they're out there, they're able to do a fantastic job and establishing a presence. But really, it's incumbent upon snowmobilers to police our sport together, and I'll talk about that. But those are really just some of the threats. But bar none, the largest threat for us is snowmobilers, as we talked about earlier. Those interactions with landowners are so key. It only takes one to shut down an entire trail. So please, if anybody takes anything away from this, it's please, no matter who you think you're talking to, just realize they might be a landowner and you represent the sport and everyone else in it. So please, act accordingly and act graciously.
So in conclusion here, this is a great SWOT analysis that's been done. Tell me what the next steps are going through the season, what your anticipation is for the season based on what information that we have right now, and more vision for the future. What do you want to see as we go into the next decade, not just at the club level, but at the county and state level with snowmobiling, especially on the Tug Hill?
Well, we want to continue to see, an organized effort, all of the towns, counties, state, et cetera, realizing the much larger impact of snowmobiling on the various jurisdictions and the various areas of the state, because, for us up here, it is a huge economic impact and a huge economic lift, not only from a sales tax, which, is kept at the state level, but from, school tax and property tax offset from camps and from, snowmobilers buying properties. There's certainly some of that as well. So our goal here with this SWOT analysis is to help everyone realize locally and regionally the impact that we're having, so that we can, secure funding and secure our future, take care of our landowners, make sure our police are adequately funded, make sure that we have, the adequate volunteers and the equipment those volunteers need to mark the trails and to keep them safe, and really to continue to do what we've been doing, support business and economic development here in Lewis County.
Chris Skipper, president of the Turin Ridge Riders, and it's always great to see you out in the groomer while on the trails. I mean, this is a leader that not only just helps to lead the organization, but also by example, actually running the groomers and getting the hands dirty and doing all kinds of work. It's people like you that have really helped to make this sport great and that are going to make this sport great going through the next decade and beyond for the next generation. And Chris, you're a great friend and you're a great example to people, not just in snowmobiling, but in life. And I appreciate everything that you do, and we'll look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you. And, I can only do achieve my role here. And, I'm only able to do what I do because I'm supported by our awesome volunteers and literally thousands of them across the state. It's so remarkable to see what people put together every fall. There's so much more underneath that snow than people realize. So shout out to all the hardworking Snowmobile Club volunteers and the businesses that support us here in New York State. Like I said, we're optimistic. We're cautiously optimistic here for a good year. So thanks again, Rich, for everything you and your organization do. We can't wait to see some of those upstate snow maps with Bullseye over High Market.
And hopefully it will not be a wish cast. I try my best with them. Thanks for listening to the Trail Talk Podcast. For more podcast episodes, weather information, and so much more, visit upstatesnow.com.